hello. Give me missing persons. They said, what is it that you need? I said, whoa, I need a soul. They said, you got to stop your pleading. 'Cause no matter what you do, even pray to heaven above, all you ever get from her is long distance love. I read the papers and I got the blues. I'm so sad to hear the news. Help wanted, but not enough. You know these times are getting rough. 'Cause no matter what I do, I even pray to heaven above. All I ever get from her is long distance love.
Greatest bands of all time, a band called Little Feet, Mr. Lowell George singing a song called Long Distance Love. And that is the title of tonight's show. My co-host is Laurie Reese Eddins, my beautiful wife. How you doing, Laurie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And my name is John Reese, and this is BluePower.com. We're going to be talking about long distance love, or cheating on your spouse made easier via the internet.
Mm.
Well, it's true, I know, because I did it. About 2 years ago, I got a letter from an old girlfriend of mine from back east. She wrote, and I wrote back to her, and she wrote back to me, and I wrote back to her, and next thing you know, it's red hot. The kind you like. And while Laurie was looking for something in my email.
I was looking for what I found.
Yeah, well, we were having problems, there was no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And Laurie went looking for the reasons why, and she found them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I stupidly left those emails just lying about, you know, ready for anyone to see. And I know I shouldn't have done it. And
you mean leave the emails about?
No, I shouldn't. I shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Oh.
Okay, but let's get the show started. And I'll start with saying that in 2002, a lady conducted an in-depth online interview with 76 men and 10 women, ages 25 to 66, who used Yahoo's Married and Flirting or Microsoft's Married But Flirting. Internet chat rooms geared specifically for married people.
Isn't that nice?
It's wonderful. It's set up to break up marriages.
Mm.
And
to facilitate.
Yes, absolutely.
The breakup of marriages.
To facilitate.
Potential breakup of marriages.
Well, it certainly can do that because it almost did it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been working through this. And it's funny that you and I really talk when we're talking to literally millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seems funny to me that we can do that.
Somehow it's easier.
It's easier than just sitting down looking at each other.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, we have the headphones on and we're looking at each other now.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it.
Yeah, but we know there are witnesses. And if I say something cruel to you, they're going to hear it. So maybe it keeps us honest.
Maybe so. Maybe so. The UF study found an escalating quality to these online contacts. Many reported that what started as innocent, friendly exchanges, which mine did, progressed quickly to strong desires for sexual relationships. Oh, yeah, right. Knock it off. 26 of the 86 study participants went on to meet the person whom they had been engaged in an online relationship with.
Hmm, what was the name of that motel in Van Nuys?
And of these, all but two ended up having a real-life affair.
Hmm.
So how did that make you feel when you found it?
I was amazed. I was shocked. I had no idea. I thought you only had eyes for me. And I truly believed that. So it was eye-opening for me.
It was eye-opening, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it was also, may I interject at this time, it was also interesting for me because, quite coincidentally, I had been speaking to someone with whom I'd had a flirtation years ago as well. And so when I found your thing, I said, wow, look at that. He's doing the same thing I'm doing.
That's amazing.
It was.
Well, you know, I heard you talking on the phone.
Right.
And you told me you were talking to your brother.
Yeah, I kind of goofed.
Yeah.
That was a big goof.
Especially when I heard it coming through the speaker of your telephone, and it didn't sound at all like your brother.
I know, it was kind of dumb.
Well, silly us.
Yeah.
Anyhow, tonight, that's what we're going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully this will be helpful to other people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because what we have found is that it's very, very important to communicate
mm-hmm.
and to talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
for real, heart mm-hmm. to heart, no BS, and I'm real good at BS. I do BS very, very well.
I can
well.
Verify that, yeah.
But I got to tell you something, you know, it would really break my heart if you were to say to the other woman, you can have him. Mm-hmm. I don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him. You can have him. He's not worth fighting for. Besides, there's plenty more where he came from. I don't want him. You can have him. I'm giving him the sack. And he came from. I'm afraid I never loved him. Sweetie, he'd be better off with you. I could never make him happy. His slippers and remove his shoes, wipe his glasses when he's read the news, rub his forehead with a gentle touch. Mornings after, when he's had a little too much, kiss him gently when he cuddles near, and give him babies, one for every year. So you see, the window while he soundly slept. Then I'd raid the icebox where the food is kept. I'd fix a breakfast that would please him most. Eggs and coffee, some apricot juice and some buttered toast. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Amazing performers of all time, Miss Nina Simone. I love that woman. The song is You Can Have Him. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
The other woman, it's Nina Simone. Why didn't you tell me? I wouldn't have minded.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't go there.
I love her too.
Do not go
there.
Hey,
I wouldn't blame you.
A big black woman that plays piano like that and plays jazz.
What could be bad?
It would be tough. It would be a hard decision.
No competition.
Oh, no, she's wonderful. She was a wonderful lady. I'm sitting here today with Lori Resettens, my co-host, and we're doing another Getting Back to Love because we're finding that as we speak to each other on the net and we air our waste to the world here, that it certainly does help us in doing that. We have the hopes that it may help enlighten some other people that hear this.
Yeah, I don't think we're that unique in the types of difficulties we encounter in our journey together. And so we kind of thought maybe others could benefit from our experience.
Absolutely. And we've had experience.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is an amazing thing. It is a wonderful, wonderful tool, but it can also be devastating.
It's like children, a wonderful, horrible thing.
Exactly. One of the most proliferate uses of the internet is pornography. And, you know, pornography is everywhere. It is the largest moneymaker in the world.
You know, this is such a man thing, and I learned that on Oprah. Richard Gere was the guest, and he said, men like pornography, and it's just that simple.
Well, I wonder why men like pornography. I
mean, you're going to have to answer that, even though you asked it. I don't really know.
Well, I'm going to read something here, all right? Many sources say that the internet is having a noticeable effect on patterns of divorce, and we're leading to pornography now. Two-thirds of lawyers meeting at an annual conference in Chicago recently said the internet had played a significant role in divorces they handled during the past year. Meeting a new lover online and an obsessive interest in pornography were the two top problems cited in many internet-related divorce cases. According to Divorce Online, half of all divorce petitions it processes are due to internet adultery and cyber sex behavior. Of the 500 divorce petitions surveyed, half contained allegations concerning cyber sex, inappropriate online relationships, and pornography, the big P. Now, what do men find interesting in pornography? Maybe it's their way of getting off without another relationship.
Well,
maybe it's a quick fix, as I call it, stress relief. Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But why would a man want to help himself out, so to speak, when he has a perfectly good wife at home?
A willing,
perfectly good wife at home. How does that make you feel? I mean, when you know that goes on, and it's gone on with me, okay? So, and I'm probably no different than 99% of other men out there. Now, we're going to get hit for that for sure. But how did that make you feel? I mean,
when I find out that my competition is a tissue
and a
not
screen.
A woman.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not as bad as finding a live person at the other end.
It gets pretty serious then, huh?
Well, given a choice between another woman and pornography, I would definitely pick pornography as my competition because it's anonymous, but it is something that takes attention away from the relationship or is an alternative to the relationship, and it leaves your mate unsatisfied. So one is satisfied and the other isn't.
Not a good thing.
No.
Not a good thing. And so it seems that the internet and pornography could be breaking up somebody's home.
Yes.
Around home alone on a rainy night like this, starving for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Every drop I hear on my window pane, it's so loud and clear, words that spell your name. I got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone. I feel like breaking up somebody's home. I know it's useless hanging on when you belong to someone else. Can't control the feeling, 'cause after all I didn't make myself. Yeah. So hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't control the vibration, my heart just won't stand still. Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone. I feel like bringing up somebody's home. Control the vibration, 'cause after all I didn't make myself. Got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone. Feel like breaking up somebody's home.
Corey Stevens from the New Roof Records release. Breaking Up Somebody's Home, the Al Jackson song. Pretty good, huh, Laurie?
Very.
Says it like it is.
Yeah,
I got to tell you something. And we're talking today about the effect that the internet is having on relationships in the world. And it seems that it's having a devastating effect. And I would like to know if it's for money. Because we got Yahoo, one of the biggest search engines, and Microsoft, the biggest in the world, doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they're making money off this, because...
Well, there probably are ads on these sites. So.
They probably, Yahoo and Microsoft probably have Google ads on the side.
Right.
Like we were talking about earlier, you know... discounted plane tickets to Chicago if you're, you've got an internet love affair.
That's right.
Just prove
hotel
it. Bring
hotel included.
Right, hotel included. Just bring us a copy of the email.
That's right.
To prove it. This is John Rees here at BluePower.com. We're getting back to love again. Mm. And this segment of Getting Back to Love is called Long Distance Love. And it's very, very easy to do on the net today. I know because I've done it.
Mm.
And I got caught at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was really stupid because I love my wife, and the awful part about it is I like the girl that I did it to, and I just want to, I would hate if I made somebody feel some way that because I was dishonest.
Didn't sound to me like you were alone in this effort.
I'm sure. It takes two to tango.
Absolutely. So as far as you being the perpetrator and her the innocent reactor, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something. Nobody's innocent.
No.
Nobody I've seen lately is innocent.
Well,
here's an interesting article that discusses the results of a 1999 survey of 270 adults. The survey's purpose was to assess the effect that the Internet had made upon various aspects of people's lives. And one of the questions was, have you ever been in love with someone online? Almost half of the respondents in the survey answered yes to the above question. 52% of the men and 42% of the women answered yes. This is particularly interesting when one considers that over 70% of the respondents stated they were married. Now, are these people bored? Are they just looking for a thrill?
I think it is thrilling. And, I mean, I had been emailing back and forth as well as conversations on the cell phone. I think it's an opportunity to show your skills, your cleverness, your ability to convey subtly.
Well, why do you think that I missed that? Because, I mean, I'm with you all the time. Why did I miss it? Why did I go someplace else? Why was I doing that? You know,
I mean, why did you not see my qualities?
Well, yeah. I mean, was it because I was bored?
Angry.
Angry. The big A word. That's big A and is a big word in my life. Yeah.
Your one emotion, you know.
Yeah, my one emotion. You're very right.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly why. I just know that it's there, and there's a allure to it.
Yeah.
And so if there's any dissatisfaction on any level, doesn't even have to be necessarily with the other person. It's an opportunity, and it's kind of like a little person dancing in the corner. It's appealing. It's attractive. What's that? Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's true.
And down the road you go before you even realize you're there. And then once you're there, it's captivating.
So what would you say? What would you say to other women, you know, if they found their husband doing this?
Well, it depends how bad it is, but for me, I'd say stand by your man.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Give him all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, I'll be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
the wonderful Miss Tammy Wynette. The self-penned song with Mr. Billy Sherrill, Stand By Your Man. That's a good comment, Lori. Stand By Your Man. I mean, what else are you going to say?
If you pick a good one, and I waited a long time. I didn't settle. I found somebody that I felt I could love forever.
So, in essence, then, you waited for a higher love.
Absolutely.
Stars above, without it, the diamond.
Boy, we don't want to wait for anything else. A higher love, Mr. Stevie Winwood. The music always says it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is John Reese on BluePower.com with co-host Lori Eddins today. And we're going through some problems that we had. Hopefully, it will be insightful to some people listening out there. I made a mistake. I got caught. And I'm actually glad about it because the fact that we can actually talk about it and bring it out in the open is very, very important.
I think anybody can get along during good times. The thing is, do you have a mechanism for getting through the troubled times?
Absolutely. Yeah. Troubled times, you know, we all have our ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's easy to skate through when everything is a plus and positive.
Yeah.
When you're having a hard time, which we have occasionally had, you know, we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do without you, baby?
I don't know.
Mr. Ray Charles, that can tell you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do without you to see me through? I don't know what I would do, you know. I mean, I consider walking out all the time. That's my way. If I'm in trouble, I run away from it. You know, I
wanna get out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. But, you know, hell, at my age, it would be difficult to hit the road again today. Especially on foot.
I've got the car keys.
I don't even have a car.
That's right.
And anyway, back from being silly, we're talking about long-distance love and the effect the Internet has on romances and marriages today.
Mm.
Because it's so easy to find someone that will talk to you out on the net and tell you anything you want to hear.
Yeah, it's like having another woman in the next room.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you got a computer, you can have all the women you want.
And all the men you want.
Absolutely. Man, ain't it the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 13% of the respondents of this, I believe it was the University of Florida, did this, you know, this, what do they call
survey?
It? Survey. Yeah. About 13% of the respondents believe that online is having a positive impact on their marriages. Now, I'd like to, or relationship with significant other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Since today you don't have to be married, you can, like, live with somebody,
that's okay. Yeah.
As long as you're not gay, of course.
Oh, yeah, can't have that.
That's absolutely verboten. Please don't come down on us too hard about that, because we do not believe that. Okay.
No, we're just joking.
Absolutely joking.
It's like, what do I care who someone else loves as long as I'm not interested in them? I'm interested in my husband.
Exactly.
And what anybody else does is truly, they have my blessings.
How bad can it be that people love each other?
Yeah.
Why is this such a big thing? I do not understand it. If these people love and care for each other, my God, it's better than them going out and killing people.
Right, and if two people want to commit to each other and have a loving monogamous relationship, why punish these people? If I thought my marriage was threatened by what anybody else did, what kind of a marriage would that be?
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
The most performed song in the history of BMI, The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. I'm sitting here with my co-host today, Lori Edens, my beautiful wife. And we're talking about cyber relationships, the effect the internet has had on marriages, and some of the effects that pornography can have on marriages. I want to read this that Lori highlighted here. Long before the World Wide Web, men and women were getting together outside the bounds of matrimony. But the internet is playing an increasing role in breaking up marriages. Divorce lawyers and unhappy spouses are finding that while the internet doesn't cause adultery, it certainly makes it easier. Anonymity, even though we live in the 21st century and are supposed to be sexually comfortable, few of us are. There continues to be tremendous tension around sexuality. Feelings of fascination and curiosity are countered by awkwardness, embarrassment, and the subtle sense that there is something wrong or dirty with sex. Enter the internet, which provides a freedom to explore sexuality that is hard to match in the 3D world. This has an even more powerful appeal for people who feel the need to keep their sexuality under wraps, and that's what we were talking about earlier. I love my wife. I have no intention of going anywhere else, and I'll put that out right now for the world to hear. I don't know what I would do without my significant other. I have learned to depend on her in ways that are too numerous to mention. If I don't feel good, if I'm sick, if my heart is aching for some reason, if I had a tough day at work, if money's running out and we don't know where it's coming from, she is there for me. You know, she works hard. She does everything she can. Why would I want to go someplace else, especially a fantasy? Maybe a fantasy is a good thing for some people. It certainly isn't for me.
Gets you in trouble.
Absolutely gets me in trouble.
Yeah, it takes you where you had no intention of going.
Well, I tell you what. You're like a bridge over troubled water for me.
And you for me.
So do you have anything else to close the show today, Lori? I mean, do you have any wise words for people out there?
Hang in there. It's worth it. You know, work it out. Fight for each other. Because the rewards within a long-term relationship far outweigh any fleeting thrills that you can find elsewhere.
Absolutely. Thrills, that's the word.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think people get bored today in their job and in their life, and they're just looking for some kind of vicarious thrill. Well, this is not the way to find it. One, you're liable to hurt somebody else, and that's not a good thing.
And you're liable to hurt yourself.
If you get caught.
Even if you don't. It's like me going through your emails hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, I did something that made me feel less than. And I have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's true. I'll have to open up a Gmail account. I love
me
you, baby.
Too.
I love you, sweetheart.
And I love you, honey.
Thanks for coming and exposing yourself to the world.
It has been my pleasure.
And like I said, you truly are a bridge over troubled water.
And you too, sweetheart.
And we'll close with that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and you're down and out. When you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on.